This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for January 3rd. As we take a look at the year-end grain report, wheat was down 13% while corn finished slightly down, and of course soybeans leading the way up 17% over the year. Let's go to Virginia McCathy from the floor of the CME in Chicago to hear more on the grain market.
Today marks the last day of trading, and beans are up 17% for the year. So that is a really big jump. And certainly, if you put that against the wheat's down 13% for the year. Corn is about flat, maybe a little bit off somewhat. But I think that that's a big divergence in the grain market, considering the big surging U.S. dollar index.
Chicago markets' July wheat prices closed the day up 2.25 at 434.75. Chicago July corn prices were up 1.25 to close the day at 363.5. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for April were up 2.75, ranging from 448.5 to 460.5. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for April were up 3 at mostly 515. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for March were up 2.25, ranging from 644 to 659. April live cattle closed the day down $1.17.5 at 114.67.5. April feeder cattle were also down $1.67.5 at 125 even. February class 3 milk was down 17 cents at 16.93. This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline Report. Thanks for joining us. For more on markets, go to aginfo.net, or you can always follow the Ag Information Network of the West on Facebook or Twitter.